morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin. Today is Sunday, August 14th, 2022. It is about 4:25 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in a beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about 1:25 a.m. Pacific Time and about 10:25 p.m. Saturday night in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening. Welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local gamblers, Gamblers Anonymous help group, and hopefully they can get you on a path through the straight and narrow. Because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers, any negative behaviors for you. So please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous group, and hopefully they can get you on the path through the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. Last night didn't happen, but we didn't lose. Okay, we only gave two picks yesterday, because remember I told you, by the time I did my show, the Astros stuff wasn't up, and we would have taken them minus two, just like we did with the other teams. I don't even know what the final Astros score was. I know they were up 6-0 at one point. But one we lost was the Padres. We took them minus two for like minus 130 something, and they were up 3-0. And I went to sleep like, okay, they're gonna win that. And then I wake up, they lost 4-3. Like, what? You know, Will the Thrill ain't happy. Will the Thrill ain't happy. Trust me, blowing it, and they were up 3-0 in the seventh. So that's what I'm saying. You know, and then the Padres just mauled Kansas City. I don't know. We had a minus two. They won like 11-3, something like that. I mean, they like destroyed them. But we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. And I've got three for you today. And before I get to them, let me just ask you, have you two things. One thing, it's somehow, you know, through the grace of numbers, the today's show is show 8, the 815th show, and today is 814. I mean, we're like almost, you know, got that kind of synergy. Probably would have had it if we, you know, did I think it was a week last week we didn't do a show, but as you know, just synchronicity or whatever I should say, you know, we're just talking there. But have you seen that video by CBS Sports of Edwin Diaz's entrance? I've never seen it. You know, the Mets just were this good this year. But I've never seen it, you know, during the game. I never, you know, obviously I've never played in never watched a game in at Queens. But, you know, I've seen the Mets on TV. I never saw that until, you know, a couple days ago. And it was just like, damn, that's electric. You know, they got the little, you know, got a little, you know, clap going, you know, a little beat in the back. And then, you know, he walks out of the bullpen, walks onto the field, you know, takes a couple strides. And then you hear that, them horns playing, clouds, the crowd still clapping, you know, the Mets, Mr. and Mrs. Met, the what are them people called, mascots, you know, they're out there, you know, fake horning with, I don't know if that's flamenco or whatever type of music, but yeah, some type of Latin music, but it's just, that's fire. Like, you hear that, it's like, how do you not come out there and throw strikes? You gotta come, you know, like the players, the kids be like, you know, get up on that. You have to on that. I'm like, damn. But I digress. So let's get into the action. And guys, because baseball is a series of games, we're staying with the same three teams, y'all. There's no need to change it. There's no need to change it. All right? We got the Padres at the damn Washington Nationals. Blake Snell, remember I told you, his early ERA was an aberration. We knew it would come down. We just wanted to see what would happen. We wanted to make sure it would come down before we started taking him. You know, that he wasn't injured. Last time he was out, he was up well up over four. The time before that, he was up over five or six or whatever. You know, we didn't take him. We just was looking at it. And, well, now he's down to 3.96, coming under four. And he's got a 4-6 record with a 1.33 whip. Okay, and he's going against Paolo Espino, who was 0-4 with a 4.04 ERA and a 1.27 whip. The problem for Washington is they came back and won last night. Will Thrill might have given you a day off, but he now they're going to punish you. We're taking San Diego minus two, okay? And that's in the minus 130s. Okay, hold on. I'll show you it. Let me just pull it out. San Diego minus two, minus 136, all right? San Diego minus two, minus 136. Second game, okay? We've got the LA Dodgers. Got the LA Dodgers at Kansas City again. Tyler Anderson, 13-1, 2.72 ERA, one even whip, going against Brady Singer, 5-4, 3.49 ERA, 1.15 whip. I mean, this is such a bad matchup for Kansas City. This is such a bad matchup because not only do the Dodgers have just a better lineup, they got the better pitching. And it just makes no sense to, I mean, you know, even though the Dodgers, even though it's getaway day, the Dodgers, you know, they want to make sure that they try to get home field. You know, the Mets are still right there with them, and they got to win this game. And so we're going to go ahead and take the Dodgers minus two, okay, minus 121 odds. All right, and then lastly, the Houston Astros hosting the Oakland Athletics. Now, Oakland's got Cole Irvin on the mound. He's 6-9 with a 2.92 ERA, 1.07 WHIP. I think his game is a lot better than even those stats. And he's facing Christian Javier, who's 6-8 with a 3.14, 1.05 whip. I think his game is better than his record as well, okay? Pitching records, you know, only go so far, okay? And when a guy's like right around 500 with his pitching record, something else is going on. You know, it's those guys who are like 2-10 at this point that you're like, okay, that's who they are, okay? So that's why we're going to take Houston at home. Minus 1.5 for minus 130, okay? So let's recap. San Diego at Washington, we're taking the Padres minus 2 for minus 136 odds. Okay, Dodgers at Kansas City, we're taking the Dodgers minus 2 for minus 121 odds. And Oakland at Houston, we're taking Houston, minus 1.5 for minus 130 odds, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. My Instagram is at Fame_Rothstein, FAME_Rothstein. Or my backup page. I don't have a lot of content on there, but just in case something happens. And on that channel's name, that page's name, we're paying homage to former HBO boxing commentator Larry Merchant with the name at Betting Public, BettingPublic, okay? Don't forget my email address, FameRothstein@yahoo.com, FameRothstein@yahoo.com, and please don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, but most importantly, share the content that you see on the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube, okay? Content goes up there usually Saturdays and Sundays. We'll get back in the regular rotation about that, like I said, about week zero of the college football season, which is August the 27th, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And let's go get our action in. And everybody be well. And we'll talk about it tomorrow. But until then, peace.